The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm JR. Happy Friday. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to us live from New York City. He's holding it down on the boards. And wherever you're coming to us from or receiving this show, I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're having a great Friday. If you're not, whatever ticked you off, well, they suck. Let's just put it that way. I couldn't say what's in my brain. But either way, I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You want to talk to me? Simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter X and all these other ridiculous things that exist. I'm ridiculous there as well. We've had a busy show. Thank you so much. Eddie Johnson, 17-year NBA vet, came through to join us. He's now an analyst, television analyst for the Phoenix Suns. He came through and we talked about LeBron and injuries and load management, all-star games, all-star snubs. And it was a fun conversation with Eddie Johnson. So thank you so much, Eddie. If you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And then here at CBS Sports Radio and JR Sport Brief Online, we shared a clip on one of his opinions, and it's on all-star snubs, people like Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox. So you can check that out at JR Sport Brief. Speaking of those Suns, the Phoenix Suns are actually here in Atlanta, a couple blocks down from me. They play in a close game. The Hawks 79, the Suns 78, about 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And everybody's favorite seven-footer who likes to join front-running teams, Kevin Durant has 16, Devin Booker has 20, and an all-star snub? I don't know, Trae Young. Did he get snubbed? Trae Young, 23 points, 10 assists, 6 of 8 from downtown, trying to show everybody that, hey, maybe he deserves to be on the all-star team. And so, yes, you can listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. Shout out to people tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker right now. We talked about a lot, and we know we're now a little more than a week away from the NFL Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And we had an interesting story with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They were swindled by one of their own employees, a man who worked in the finance department, who decided to, let's just say, steal $22 million from his employer and then gambled the money away on FanDuel. And now this man is, being charged with everything you could think of. And the Jaguars went to FanDuel and said, hey, give us the money back. FanDuel said, not our problem. That's your problem. We're keeping the money. The other interesting element, the NFL is partners with FanDuel. And so how this gets resolved will be very interesting. I wouldn't be shocked if down the line we found out, somebody did something else illegal over the next couple of weeks, months, or maybe even years, just based around this Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Let's hope the game is clean, right? No gambling, right? Nobody's going to throw the game to make some money. Everything will be clean. But anyway, I'm going to take more of your calls. And speaking of risks and gambling, are the Ravens taking a risk with Lamar Jackson? And then we also have Jim Harbaugh, the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't want to say that he's taking a risk. I think he made a smart decision to leave Michigan because they might get punished. So we have so much more to do this hour. And then, unfortunately, I'm sure you have heard about the passing of Carl Weathers, someone who did play in the NFL, had a cup of coffee, and then went on to be one of the most, I'd say, well-recognized actors over the past 40, 50 years. So we're going to talk about Carl Weathers. We got a call who's been waiting very patiently throughout the break. So let's talk to Charles, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Charles is here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up, Charles?
Well, I was asking, the question I've got is, what is going on with Jacksonville Jaguars? Because, first of all big companies who move a lot of money.
You okay?
Have accountants.
Yeah, we heard them.
And they have more than one accountant. They should have accountants checking the accountants, because the whole thing is, I don't believe that guy stole all that money in one short bit of time. I mean, it went over time. And they didn't know their books were not right? I mean, come on. I don't believe that FanDuel should have to pay anything back.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Charles. I think a lot of people would.
That's totally, you know, anybody who does business, I mean, really big money business, they have people to check people. And he either wasn't in it alone, or if he was, then somebody else wasn't doing their job.
Yeah, I think both can be true, Charles. Correct. Thank you for calling from Arizona.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I said that last hour. I'm like, how do you steal $22 million over 4 years? And here's the deal. Prosecutors are accusing Patel of stealing money from the Jacksonville Jaguars virtual credit card program, which he had oversight over. He either overstated or fabricated transactions and expenses or purchases as legitimate business expenses. I mean, it's not the first time you've heard somebody, you know, going out here and stealing cash or making up a shell company and sending the money to themselves. Well, he got a problem in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's be real. They are a walking problem. They're stupid. It's the same organization that hired Urban Meyer. I mean, how much more evidence do you need of their stupidity? Now, having said that, Jacksonville Jaguars got a guy that took him for a ride. They got swindled. We got the NFL in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. There are going to be a lot of people who get swindled. There are going to be a lot of people out there taking risks, trying to win big, put some money down, and get some back in return. There is a team that had a chance at the Super Bowl that just blew it. There is a team that hosted the AFC Championship game. He couldn't win it. It's the Baltimore Ravens. We know the Ravens lost 17-10. They were down at the half, and they couldn't get into the game. They didn't run the ball. It was about throwing the ball. Why is Lamar Jackson throwing the ball 37 times? Nobody knows. But moving into the future, Lamar Jackson is said to have a little bit more input in how things are going to move in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, who just had one of the probably the best passing season of his career, is going to have more input in the offense. And how do I know this? Because John Harbaugh pretty much said so. Listen to John Harbaugh talk about Lamar having a little bit more influence on how things are run.
In my opinion, there's nobody better in this league, especially nobody better for the Baltimore Ravens and for this organization, for this city. And just from a historical perspective, I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about taking this offense to the next level next year, an opportunity to pick up where we are and dig deeper with what we can give him. You say Lamar has the keys to the offense, okay? Now you build the offense, it's like setting up a car. We got to build a car. We got to set the car up. If Lamar's a driver, he's got to be involved in the setup of the car even more. Last year that wasn't even possible, right? This year he's going to be involved, and we've talked about it. He's already involved. About what we talked about yesterday, in setting up that car. Now he comes in on the front end, and he's talking to the guys about how the car's set up and exactly how these things need to be run. This year, every day was a new day in the offense, you know, right on through to the last part of the season. Next year, it won't be a new day every single day, and that's pretty easy to figure out, and make it makes sense, right? But it's real, and I'm looking forward to that next part of that process.
Okay. It sounds good, right? It all sounds nice. Oh, Lamar Jackson's going to have more input in the offense. Well, he going to have somebody throw the ball at him? Is he going to decide, hey, I think I want to run the ball and not throw it in the AFC Championship game? Like, what are we doing here? I feel like that is so much more indirect to the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. And, yeah, the offense is humming, it's buzzing, it's running. They had a chance to run the football more until they didn't. And the biggest spot being the AFC Championship game. And so how about this? John Harbaugh isn't the only Harbaugh who opened up his mouth about his team, his squad, his team, and what's going to happen. How about the other Harbaugh, Jim? He opened up his yap now that he is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. And Jim basically said, well, we got a quarterback too. And we're trying to win multiple rings out here. Listen to him.
And we're in one of the great cities there is. One thing I know is Los Angeles, Southern California. They respect talent, effort, and winning, and it needs to be multiple championships. And that's we're going to be humble and hungry. But, you know, that's our goal.
Hey, Ryan, they're gonna paint that on the wall in the facility, right? Humble and hungry?
Oh, I thought you were going to say multiple championships.
Oh, no, I mean, look, they got to get by the Chiefs first. Can they do that? I feel like every time, and it's only been twice now, that Jim Harbaugh has really addressed the media now that he's the coach. Every time he said anything, he's talking about being humble and being hungry. I guess that's not what I think about when I think Chargers, but that's his catchphrase. Well, we said this. It's going to take him a year to get set up. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes is looking him right in the damn face, that's tough going. And would I be shocked if – I'm being honest here. Would I be shocked if the Chargers won a championship at some point? No. Jim Harbaugh is a proven head coach. It doesn't matter what level he's at. And Justin Herbert, I don't think he's peaked yet. Not at all. I don't think he's been put in a position to be what he can be. Would you be surprised if they won a title? Yeah, they got to fill out the roster, but I think you have what most teams need, a coach and a QB.
I would not be shocked. I'm with you in that it's going to take time. Like, they got to really overhaul this roster around Justin Herbert. It's old, injured in a lot of places. But 3, 4, 5 years from now, so what we're talking, like 2027, could they like be like the team to beat or maybe the best team to beat the Chiefs? Absolutely.
Yeah, I felt that over the past few years. One of the things that's really been missing, unfortunately, for the Chargers is a head coach. And I don't want to say that they lucked out. I'm not even going to say that Jim Harbaugh fell into their laps. It's great timing because Jim Harbaugh, would he be in this position if Michigan didn't win a national championship? The answer is probably no. And then, given all of the terrible things that have been associated with Jim Harbaugh, from the recruiting scandal, and then you move into the sign-stealing scandal, this was ripe and prime for him to leave. And so maybe he was going to leave anyway because he had too much stink on him. Maybe if Michigan didn't win the national championship and Harbaugh had the stink and the suspensions on him and there could be further punishments, maybe he still would have exited into the NFL and ended up with the Chargers. But this is like best case scenario right now. And so he is a coach that leaves college and he goes to the pros and he is likely going to have success because we've seen it before. And to be honest, I think we've seen it with a lesser quarterback. Colin Kaepernick certainly, you know, going out there, going to a Super Bowl. But if you had a choice, wouldn't you just look at Justin Herbert and say, that's my guy, that's the dude that I want me to lead us to a championship? I think the answer is yes. So I wouldn't be shocked, you know, if they have success. And I know it. It's the Chargers. It's L.A. We've already seen the Rams win a championship. And I guess all of this would just be a dream for Jerry Jones because the NFL and the teams get to participate in the revenue sharing. And as I know, our listeners in St. Louis know, Jerry Jones was instrumental in getting those Rams from St. Louis out to L.A. He was instrumental in getting that stadium built. And so lo and behold, yeah, the NFL might enter into a space where you have two teams in Los Angeles that are both successful. And who knows? Maybe Rams will be thinking about their next quarterback because Matthew Stafford, he ain't lasting forever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've had a busy show. When we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk to you about some NBA All-Star snubs. I see the NHL has All-Star weekend right now up in Toronto. I got a couple of their skills competition stuff going on. And I want to talk to you because Eddie Johnson joined us earlier on in the show. And he had some interesting comments and interesting words about some All-Star snubs. I told you Trey Young is lighting it up tonight here in Atlanta against the Suns. Domantas Sabonis not making the All-Star team. Same thing for De'Aaron Fox. We'll take a break here from them. And then before we roll out of here, we're going to talk about Carl Weathers passing away. Former NFL linebacker, more so known as an actor, passing at 76. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars losing out on $22 million that their own employees stole from them. Yeah, it's easy to steal money. I don't know about $22 million of it. Anyway, in a second, I want to tell you about somebody who's going to be missing out on more than $1 million. I'll explain momentarily. First of all, I need you to know this. That you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions, they apply. Yeah, easy to lose money, right? Go to Vegas, lose money, gamble money. You put something down and you don't see it again, okay? It's going to happen. It has happened to a lot of people. The NBA last night, they announced their All-Star reserves. The lists are pretty much full. There are some, there is some controversy when it comes down to some players, you know, like Domantas Sabonis, who is leading the NBA in rebounding, who is seventh in the league in assists, not making the team. And then you have two Minnesota Timberwolves making the team. You know, Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns. There's also no De'Aaron Fox. You know, you have a Paul George on the team. And so there's a lot of questions. And I already mentioned to you, you know, out east, Trae Young not making the All-Star team despite averaging 27 points and 10 assists. People are looking and going, okay, this is nice, but where are the wins and where are the W's? And this is a bigger issue for Domantas Sabonis. Because even though he's in the midst of a contract that will pay him $217 million, Domantas Sabonis is missing out on his $1.3 million All-Star bonus. Where wah. His head coach, Mike Brown, pretty much told The Athletic that this is a travesty, that he didn't make the All-Star team. He didn't dive into the fact that he's missing out on $1 million. It's a big whoop-de-doo for Domantas Sabonis. He can ask his dad for the $1 million. But this is wild, right? The fans vote. We had a caller last night who was just incredulous about the fact that Sabonis didn't get in and started to rattle off why he shouldn't. I'm like, hey, man, we know this is the case. Well, earlier on in the show, we were joined by Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson is a prolific scorer, was a prolific scorer in the NBA, 17 years getting buckets like nobody's business. He won a Sixth Man of the Year award, but never made an All-Star team. And so one of the questions that I asked Eddie Johnson was about guys who didn't make it. And he pretty much talked about his experience as well. Listen to Eddie Johnson. This is joining us earlier in the show.
Well, I heard for him. I heard for him. I heard for De'Aaron Fox. I heard for a lot of guys, man, that's having tremendous years, that they're not going to sniff it. Oklahoma City. I mean, should they have two players on there? Probably. Minnesota does. I mean, the Knicks got two on there at the All-Star game. Boston got there too. Probably should have gotten three. We saw one year where Atlanta had four. So don't tell me that that's not doable. I really, want to reward winning. We've all heard these excuses. And I epitomize the frustration of an All-Star game. For a period of time after my career, I was the highest scoring player in the history of the game, never making an All-Star team. And people I got attention during the All-Star break, and people brought that up. Now Jamal Crawford's going to get that attention. But it's not great attention. I guess many years I should have made it. One year I was averaging over 22 points off the bench in 26 minutes. Now, 26 minutes, man. And I still can't make it, shooting 50%, 41 from three, can't make it. Pat Riley said, well, what does it say about our game if a guy that plays off the bench makes the All-Star team? Well, probably I shouldn't be on the damn bench. So I get it, man, the frustration, man, of not making it. But you know what those guys have to do, man, is just move forward and keep fighting the fight. Because there's players on that team that, they're losing, and they made the All-Star team. But yet, they'll change it. They'll change the goalposts, to make the, they're great. They're, it's legacy. No. You get rewarded for winning. That's what we've been taught. And so I'm not going to say names. I mean, you can run off names, right? Guys that's on losing teams right now in the All-Star game. I don't buy that.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about, he's talking about Steph Curry on one end, which is unfortunate, but Steph Curry is, he's Steph Curry. What you're not going to put Steph Curry in the All-Star game? That's tough. That's tough. But it is an exhibition, and it is nice that we do have some new blood who has made it. Last night you had Jalen Brunson who drops 40 points against the Indiana Pacers. And, after the game, he's talking to Madison Square Garden. He's in MSG, on MSG Network. And he was asked about making the All-Star game after dropping 40. And he had no words. Listen to this.
The night started with you being named to your first All-Star game. Just talk about the journey you've been on and how it has reached this point now where you're on the Garden floor hearing MVP chants and you're going to the All-Star game.
I mean, I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say.
It's always good when, I don't want to say the good guys win, but he's a good dude. He don't bother nobody. There's no garbage and nonsense on social media. He just goes, he plays, he has fun, and there's none of this quote-unquote extra. I appreciate him. Tyrese Maxey is another quote-unquote fun guy. Tyrese Maxey last night taking on Utah. We know there was no Joel Embiid. We're still figuring out how long he's going to be out with his torn meniscus. But Tyrese Maxey, he dropped 51 points the same night he found out he was going to be an all-star. And Tyrese Maxey, he said, man, talk to TNT. The night, the experience was all awesome. Listen to this.
It's been a great night. I mean, it's been wonderful. It's funny. I'm trying to watch the selection or whatever, and I can't even, my mom and Joel, they keep FaceTiming me. I can't even watch the selection. I don't even know if they said my name or not, but it's been great, man. We fought. You know, we had a hard trip, man. I had injuries. Joel had injuries. A lot of guys was out, but we was able to finish it off with a wind up.
Hey, good for them. And that's what he told TNT. And speaking of TNT, you know, last night, you talk about snubs. We just heard, you know, the opinions of Eddie Johnson and what he thinks. Kenny and Charles Barkley, they talked about some of the snubs. More specifically, Karl Anthony Towns getting in instead of any Sacramento King, specifically De'Aaron Fox. Listen.
To me, it was between De'Aaron Fox and Karl Anthony Towns. And so De'Aaron Fox has the numbers to back up everything that he's doing in the Western Conference. Tough conference. He has been sensational as a normal 20, I think 26, 27 points a game. You know, that's a tough out. But when you're winning that at that proficiency as the Minnesota Timberwolves, I thought they would get two players. And so Karl Anthony Towns or him.
Yeah, well, Sacramento got shut out.
They did.
And they're the number five team in the West.
They are, but Kenny's point, they rewarded winning with Karl Anthony Towns. You know, they've been at the top of the West for a while now, so I got no problem with this team at all.
You win some, you lose some. That's just the nature of the beast. That's just how it goes. De'Aaron Fox will be okay. You know, maybe between now and the All-Star game in Indianapolis on the 18th of the month, maybe a couple of these guys make it in as injury replacements. And I know Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox play out west. Looks like on the east, there are definitely going to be some injury replacements. As we know, Joel Embiid dealing with his knee injury, potential surgery. And then we also have Julius Randle, who is dealing with a dislocated shoulder. So time will tell, you know, who makes the All-Star team, goes to the All-Star game, and who knows. Also, by the way, Trae Young, is he going to be a replacement? Last year, the possibility existed, and it didn't seem like he was interested at all. So maybe he wants to make it on merit and not be a replacement. Maybe Trae Young has to go out there and help the team. I don't know. Maybe win some games. Anyway, Trae Young is in action right now against the Phoenix Suns, and they're trying to make some headway here in Atlanta. Just a couple of blocks down from me as Trae Young and the Hawks currently lead the Suns right now 108-101. Trae Young with 27 points and 12 assists. At least this time, it might lead to a victory. And the Hawks are known to choke him away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, unfortunately, I have to share news and talk with you all about someone who passed away today, and that is Carl Weathers. We're going to talk about the man who just helped make Apollo Creed come to life. In addition to some other things, we'll get into that on the other side. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at JamesAllen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What a busy week. What a busy day. We've had head coaching vacancies filled in the NFL all over the place. I mean, Dan Quinn got a job. Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. Mike Vrabel doesn't have a job. NBA All-Stars announced yesterday. NHL All-Star Game, All-Star Weekend, you know, up in Toronto this weekend. NFL Pro Bowl games. I mean, they were playing dodgeball yesterday. I mean, just spare me. I don't need to see 300-pound dudes out here playing dodgeball like it's American Gladiators. No, thank you. I will certainly go out there and pass on that. And then we got college basketball. It's heating up. I mean, once we get past the NBA All-Star break, it's going to be time for March Madness. And damn it, the year is just going to, I don't want to say fly on by, but it is already February 2nd. Hey, Ryan, when the hell did we start this new show in a new time slot? Was it the 3rd, 4th,
something like that? I think it was actually the 2nd, January 2nd.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The show started on the 2nd?
Monday was the 1st.
Right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, so Tuesday was the 2nd.
So I've been here for 1 month now, right?
Exactly 1 month. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Congratulations to you. Thank you for helping. Anyway, no, nothing got broken yet. It's fun. I ain't got no complaints. Anyway, thank you, Ron. Fun time for a month, right?
It's been so far so good, yeah. We haven't broke anything. We're not gotten fired. We're back for February, hopefully.
Yeah, not fired yet. So it's been fun. Anyway, something that's not fun. You know, it's always a terrible thing. And who likes death? Nobody likes death. It's an unfortunate part of life. None of us live forever. It's just like Lion King says, it's the circle of life. And today, you know, we all learn that the world lost an actor. He's one of the, I'm not going to put him up there and say he's one of the biggest action stars, but he certainly made his mark, and he certainly stayed relevant all throughout the course of his career, and that is Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers passing away at the age of 76 years old today. Carl Weathers was born in New Orleans in 1948. He actually played in the NFL. I think he had 8 games in the NFL playing for the Oakland Raiders in 1970. He wasn't drafted. He went back to school at San Diego State University. And then this man acted for 50 years. He was in more than 75 films and television shows. And I think most folks might remember him as Apollo Creed, taking on Rocky Sylvester Stallone. And, you know, having that first match and then going after it again. And you know what? Let's take a listen to a clip from Rocky II. This is courtesy of MGM as Apollo Creed is like trying to goad Rocky and tell everybody how great he is. And that, yeah, he hung in there with me at the first fight. Let's listen to Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed.
Apollo, a lot of people say that you lost the first fight, a victim of the southpaw jinx. Did fighting a left-hander throw you off?
Southpaw jinx, nothing. Last time I took the fight too lightly and this man was just plain lucky. But this time you all will see the real Apollo Creed. The whole world's gonna see the real Apollo Creed. Lightning fast and hard to catch. No playing, no jiving, just business.
Just business. Well, I don't want to... Ryan, everybody's seen Rocky, right? I wouldn't be spoiling anything, right?
At this point, definitely no spoilers.
Yeah, so the movie's like 40 years old. Maybe longer than that now at this point. Yeah, well, I mean, Rocky 1, it's Rocky, okay? So there we have it. And then as we continue on with more Rocky films, he's getting ready to fight Mr. T. And of course, in true movie film and movie fashion, he has to find his old nemesis to help him win the fight against Mr. T, Clubber Lang. And there was a scene where Apollo Creed, and I think anybody can apply this to their life. Well, he just told him, man, just like get it together. You can't work on things tomorrow. Damn it. Do it today. Listen to this.
What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Yeah. And we know there have now been 50 more Rockies since. I remember Carl Weathers more recently from being in The Mandalorian, which I think is pretty cool on Star Wars. Hey, Hickey, are you into The Mandalorian and Star Wars stuff?
I am not, no.
Oh, no. Terrible.
Yeah, I've seen the three Star Wars that I've been told you have to see. So what is that? It's all messed up. It's like 3, 4, 5, right? Are those like the first?
You saw the original Star Wars films that weren't the originals that came out in the 70s.
Right.
Okay. And you quit after that.
Yeah, some like not the Martians,
Martians.
You know, the guys in the white, helmets and all the white suits.
Stormtroopers?
Thank you, the Stormtroopers. nothing like when I watch the first one, I see them missing Han Solo, is just by himself, point blank range, I can't shoot him. I said, okay, this is enough for me.
Star Wars is one of the greatest stories ever written by any human being ever. Hickey, come on.
Not my thing, so my apologies there. But hey, if you enjoy it, I'm not here to crap on it. Just not my cup of tea.
No, that's completely understand. Somebody bothered me. I'm not a big movie person by any stretch. But somebody was killing me the other day. That just like something about, what's this guy's name? Dumbledore, right?
That's Harry Potter, yeah, Dumbledore.
Yeah, I never seen none of these movies. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. I will not sit through one. What are they, like 3 hours long, each one?
I've only watched half of one, so I couldn't even make it through a full, so I could not tell you how long they are, but I think they are pretty long.
Yeah, you've seen more than me. I don't know nothing about Dumbledore, but Carl Weathers, yeah, he was in The Mandalorian, also out in Predator. And he was one of the servicemen out there with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Carl Weathers passing away at 76 years old. Watch this man, a part of my childhood, just like I think a lot of folks, seeing him, participate in Rocky and in Predator, the earlier films. And it was cool to see him even, as recently a couple of years ago, just in Star Wars. It's like, wow, Carl Weathers in Star Wars. And then he played in the NFL. I didn't know that until later in life. I looked at Carl Weathers, and I'm just like, hey, there's Apollo Creed. And it's crazy how that character helped birth an entire new spinoff and series in Creed, which has been pretty good as well. Last year when the last Creed came out, we had Michael B. Jordan here on the JR Sport Brief show. And so, that opportunity wouldn't even maybe exist if Carl Weathers didn't help bring that character to life. So RIP and condolences to Carl Weathers and condolences to his family. And may he go ahead and rest in peace. Not going to watch a film and see him and not think about how badass he was. And then also how strong he was. His physique was nothing to play with. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Ryan, do you have a favorite sports movie or film that you've watched or seen?
Favorite sports movie? I would go Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
Love that one.
I'm trying to think. There's so many. I don't know if I have. I'm an idiot. No. I'm thinking of so many films that are associated with sports, and for whatever reason, Dan Marino and Ace Ventura popped into my head. And I'm like, why am I even thinking about that? I don't know. I could tell you what movie was terrible.
LeBron, like what? Yeah, let's crap on him.
LeBron James and Space Jam. No, don't agree?
Never seen it, so.
You didn't see LeBron Space Jam?
One or two.
Wait.
You thought you were bad at movies. I got you beat by probably a long shot.
You've never seen Space Jam with Michael Jordan?
I really got to out myself here. I'm pretty sure I saw Rocky 1. I can't guarantee it. I did not see the rest. So even just before playing along the spoilers, I did not know. I mean, kind of figured how it goes, but I've not seen a lot of the Rocky movies either.
Well, that's fine. But I would think that Space Jam is more like age appropriate. No, am I out of the what's
he? I'm 29 years old, so I feel like what was it? When did it come out?
Space Jam was 96.
So I guess I'm really bad with a lot of movies. It's a big time quality flaw or a personality flaw.
It's not a quality flaw. I don't have the attention span to sit down and watch most movies. Not really. I guess as I've gotten older, I have less of attention span for anything. I don't want to sit down for 2 and 3 hours. That's why even a lot of cases, like I say, I don't listen to the sports announcers when I watch sports, because I got the game on and I'm reading or doing a million other things. There's a million things that I'm trying to do at any given point in time. And so sitting down and watching most movies, I'll pass. I got no interest in going to the movie theater. Asking me to go to the movies is basically asking me, hey, man, do you want to go ahead and take a nap? But, well, Hickey, you got a subscription to, what is this thing called? Is it HBO Max?
Yeah, well, I got Max.
I think it's Warner Brothers. You watch Space Jam, man. It's cool.
I would like to. It's on
Michael
the list.
Jordan.
The issue is it's on the list. Right. My list, though, is endless.
Of movies that you need to see?
Yes.
Okay.
Like classics.
There's a lot of films that I don't want to watch them either, but, you know, Carl Weathers have you seen Predator? No, right?
Couldn't even tell you what it's about.
You don't know what Predator is about?
No idea.
Do you know who the Predator is?
No. I'm assuming so. Is it a person? Is it a thing? I guess it's a thing.
Hickey.
It's a thing, Hickey. I guess.
Hickey, come on.
I told you. I'm not proud of it.
You don't know who the Predator is?
I have no idea who the Predator is.
He's a big, giant, 7-foot-tall alien. You never seen an alien with the dreadlocks and a mask?
Predator movie. And the fact I have to look this up is embarrassing.
It's okay.
Have I seen the Predator? Oh, this thing is ugly. I have not.
Or are you looking at him with his mask on or off?
It looks like it's on.
Yes, oh, he looks badass with it on. With it off, he looks like he got 4 fangs and an open...
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah, Carl Weathers was in a movie with him, okay, as well.
So Carl was not the Predator, though.
No. The Predator is in the jungle trying to, you know, rip Arnold Schwarzenegger apart, and Carl Weathers, I'm not going to spoil it. You've heard of the Alien versus Predator? Aliens?
No, I've heard of it, but it's like one of those, like, people say, oh, like the Predator. And I say, oh, okay, never seen it, and it kind of just goes one ear out the other and just kind of go on my day.
Yeah. No, it's not about Epstein. It's just about a... No, it predates him. It predates him. Not about him or Vince McMahon. There's a lot of people that could take the name Predator, but the original Predator was a 7-foot-tall alien that just, he hunted. He hunted for sport, and he'd come to Earth and try to beat up on the best of the best. He was an intergalactic hunter, and he'd come to Earth, and he tried to get Danny Glover and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and anyway. Hickey, it's great to talk sports with you. That's fun.
That's the whole thing I could talk to you about, I guess.
Yeah.
Got nothing else.
Yeah, well, maybe one day we could talk about how bad LeBron James was in Space Jam, okay?
And then maybe, who knows, like Jalen Brunson or Giannis in like Space Jam 3?
Oh, man.
Come on, you know the next star is going to, there's got to be a Space Jam 3.
Yeah, somebody that we haven't heard of yet.
Victor Wembanyama, 2050.
Wow. Now, he'd be an alien. He looks like one of the aliens in Space Jam, so quite possibly. Anyway, hey, great week, Hickey. Thank you for a great month. Appreciate you.
Likewise, JR. First month off and running. Very smooth.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. We'll be back Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me at JR Sport Brief everywhere. And Hickey, when's your show?
Sunday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, make sure you listen. Ryan Hickey here, too. The JR Sport Brief Show's a wrap. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.